This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
For our Between the Sheets segment today, we're diving into a topic that lives somewhere between fantasy, curiosity and real life complexity, threesomes and polyamory. To help us unpack the allure, the psychology and the realities, I'm joined by Aoife Drury, a psychosexual and relationship therapist with a doctorate in psychotherapy. Aoife works with individuals and couples around desire, intimacy and connection. So if anyone can separate the myth from the reality, it is her. Welcome to iRadio's group chat. Thanks so much for joining me. Look, I'll get down to business here. Threesomes, they're among the most desired sexual fantasy for so many people. What drives this fascination for people?
I think with threesomes, there's this kind of a like desire for escapism, this sense of creativity that can be brought in to maybe a novel way of having sex, that just isn't really facilitated when it's just the two of you. There's exploration and I suppose a bit of transgression, really. So the allure of threesome is just this sense of being able to be meshed in other bodies and in other experiences that perhaps aren't necessarily the norm and how we talk about sex in this country.
From your therapy room, are people actually doing this more or just fantasizing about it more openly?
I think probably both. I think people are fantasizing about it more. I think it's become more normalized in just general conversations and understandings around sex. And that I think is probably opened up through access to porn, even sex education through social media, etc. But I also think that it's happening more because of platforms that are out there, like dating apps, that allow you to access and communicate with people who are like-minded. So I think it's both a bit of fantasy and the ability to engage with others who want to explore the same way you do.
I know that you wrote an insightful article about the allure of threesomes. Mm-hmm. What exactly is the allure? I know you've just touched on it, but if we could expand, is it more the pleasure? Is it attention? Is it the thrill of breaking the rules, inverted commas, that leads you to it?
I think it's all of those things and more. I think I use the word novelty and transgression and exploration. I think those are kind of different components that we are so we are so able to do when we engage in different ways of exploring our sexuality. I mean, a lot of conversations around sex nowadays and particularly but more so historically have been very binary in this idea that it's between two people, and now that we're opening up to threesomes, it's this idea of being able to just diversify our mind, and fantasies are about breaking taboos and being able to explore ourselves and get to know ourselves more. So I think a lot of threesomes are about, the desire of threesomes are just about trying to open up the way we think about sex, and ways of doing it, frankly.
What is the difference between threesomes and polyamory? Those are terms that I imagine people would confuse with one another.
Yeah, so they're not interchangeable terms, but you can be polyamorous and engage in threesomes. So a threesome is more like an encounter or an experience that might be more once off or happen in multiple times. So it's just an encounter as such, whereas polyamory is a structure of a relationship. So somebody who is in a polyamorous relationship might be engaging in threesomes, but the way in which they are, as for want of a better term, a couple, that they might have opened up their relationship and they might be in relationships with other people. Whereas threesome tends to be isolated to sex.
Why are fantasies like this about non-monogamy so alluring in theory for people? Like, what has led people to engaging with threesomes and polyamory?
I think, you know, a lot of the conversations that I have with people who want to open up their relationship are around the sense of stagnancy in monogamous relationships and the want to experience life in a different way to how we've kind of been conditioned. So often I talk to people about scripts. So scripts are kind of ways in which we are raised in how we perceive the world. So I often use the word should. So if we have things in our heads around what we should be doing or how we should be, that tends to be a script. It tends to be how we have been taught to be in our life and what the kind of rules are, societal rules are. Whereas, and monogamy would be one of those, particularly in a country like this, which is primarily Catholic and is quite behind around sex education generally. So non-monogamy, consensual non-monogamy, and polyamory and also threesomes, though, challenge that status quo, I suppose, really, and that it gives people the sense to have a different type of relationship that might be quite freeing and validating for them.
Anything I've ever seen depicted about threesomes, whether that's on like a TV sitcom or something like that, it always comes across as emotional chaos, typically the way that it has been depicted. Is there such thing as a disaster-proof threesome?
I don't think you can disaster-proof anything, frankly, because we're complex, we're humans, we make mistakes, and we might also do things intentionally. And so when we've got lots of people involved or feelings, it can be harder to minimize that. But I'd say one of the big things would be about being prepared and thinking about, well, what difficulties might I have, or what might be the issues that arise for me. So it's not necessarily about disaster proofing, but it could be about being a little bit more prepared around what challenges might come your way.
Is there a certain type of personality type that would be more suited to having relationships that are non-monogamous, or is it something that can be open to anyone?
So often I would say that one of the big pieces of research would be, and there's a book called Polysecure for anybody out there who wants to read a book on polyamorous relationship. Polysecure is a good one. Another one is Opening Up, though that tends to be for couples, particularly who want to engage in non-monogamous relationships. The idea of a secure attachment style. So somebody who feels quite confident in themselves and their relationships with others and is feeling like they would be able to manage things that may be thrown their way. But that's not to say that it's isolated to people with secure attachment styles as such. But I think in these type of relationships, it's really important to be very open to how you're feeling. And if you're with a partner, being able to express that with them. Because it can bring up a lot. It can bring up a lot, like jealousy and envy or insecurities. So it's not that you have to be perfect and have yourself together as such, but it is about trying to learn about what might be triggers for you and also being hopefully able to communicate those openly and those to be received openly and with compassion.
Would I be right in saying that communication would be key in all of this, particularly beforehand? You know, if someone is curious to give this a go, but also quite nervous, would it be better to kind of converse with the people that are involved in it as well about how you're feeling and throughout the whole process as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big things around it is having your own boundaries. And so knowing what your limitations are, whether that's sexually or whether that's emotionally, so whether that's within a relationship dynamic, or whether that's during a sexual experience, is just being able to kind of say, well, this is, these are my limitations, or these are things that I'm not comfortable with. So being really in tune with that, but equally hopefully being around people who are safe enough for you to articulate that too, and trying to tune in with yourself in those moments. And I would encourage people that if they are feeling like their boundaries are being crossed or they're not being heard or listened to maybe just evaluate whether this is a safe place for you and where you feel comfortable, and just removing yourself if you can.
Really important advice there. Aoife Drury, a psychosexual and relationship therapist, joining me on iRadio's group chat to talk about an article that she recently wrote about the allure of threesomes. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.